years ago. BBC News.
Read by Zeb Soames. Ellie Taylor has never liked exercise, and in a few moments she'll try to convince us to avoid it too, in her safe space. That's our 6:30 comedy, which is right after some wit and wisdom from this pair.
Hello there, this is Marion Keyes.
And I'm Tara Flynn.
And together we present
Now You're Asking.
In each episode we make your problems our problems.
Try to make molehills from your mountains.
We read your emails, listen to your woes, and do our best to help.
And hopefully help some other people along the way.
For example, do you wish you were French?
Or have you ever been left out of a will?
So join us for love,
laughs,
lies,
life,
and death.
Now You're Asking.
On BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Sunday evenings at 7:15.
In half an hour here on Radio 4, Peggy's kindness shows no bounds in the Archers. But now for some more gripes and grizzles from Ellie Taylor, as the comedian and her audience get some things off their chest, all courtesy of her judgment-free space.
Welcome to Ellie Taylor's Safe Space! Welcome to Safe Space with me, Ellie Taylor. This is the show where BBC Radio 4 let me broadcast my controversial opinions and see if I can persuade you, the great British public, to come over to my way of thinking. It's very lucky they've given me such a platform. I don't know what I'd be doing without this, quite frankly. Shouting in the street with a megaphone or starting my own political party with financial backing from mysterious sources. We'll never know. Don't worry, I'm not alone up here. I am once again joined by my assistant in chief and resident straight white man. It's Robin Morgan.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Ellie.
Oh, thank you for being here. Have you got any controversial opinions, Robin?
I don't have any opinions at all. I just repeat the opinions of the last person I spoke to or the last article I read online.
Oh, interesting. So essentially you're just a sponge.
Yeah, great, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, God, is it not? Where did you read that?
Thank you very much, Robin. Of course, we can't have a physical audience with us, but we do have a virtual one, thanks to the magic of the internet. Yes, all your licence fees have paid for a dial-up modem, and we've connected it to the information superhighway.
A little trade secret. We're recording this ahead of time and after 6 p.m, so the phone bill would be cheaper.
Don't ruin the magic, Robin! Before the show, we asked our virtual audience to stop dicking about with their virtual backgrounds and do something useful by revealing their own most controversial opinions. And boy, oh boy, did they respond. Seems that now they're not all sitting in front of us and are in the comfort and security of their own homes. They're suddenly much braver.
They're forgetting we can literally see their full names and inside their houses.
They are forgetting that, yes. Yes, they are. Righty-ho, let's see what we've got. So, I believe Kathy Taylor has something she would like to get off her chest. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, yes I am.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, Kathy, you are in a safe space, so I would like for you to reveal the thing that really gets on your wangers.
What really, really gets up my nose are the labels on clothes. Why do they have to put them right at the back where they really irritate your skin? And then you find a tiny pair of scissors, you try and cut them out, and you can't get the wretched things unpicked. It just really irritates me.
A standing ovation for Kathy from the audience here. This has turned into a rally and I'm enjoying it very much. I do know what you mean though, Kathy, because they're so well sewn in. And I don't know if you've done this. Have you ever tried to rip it out and then you just make a hole in the jumper? Nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Yes, absolutely. And buttons drop off clothes and seams come undone. But can you get those wretched labels unpicked and out? No, you can't. And I don't need to be told what size I bought. I'm very well aware that I'm a size...
Oh, I think the signal just dropped out there, Kathy. Kathy, the nation is with you. Thank you very much for sharing that, Kathy. Big round
Thank
of applause.
Thank you for allowing me.
Oh, the weight off Kathy's shoulders dropped off, isn't she? She's free.
It's the lack of labels, yeah. That's why.
Okay, let's hear from Sunny Raymer Fleming. Sunny, your bugbear was absolutely brilliant and really made me laugh. Please share with the group.
Okay, so I recently got a puppy, which is great. So I followed loads and loads of dog Instagrams because I wanted to hear from and see loads of dogs. But what I've noticed is, although obviously it's people that use Instagram, people pose as their dogs and then they'll sort of pretend like they're the dog and they'll put a post up saying like, oh, bark, bark, I woke up mum this morning by pissing in the bed. We know you're not the dog. We know that it's the person making this. And then other dogs will go on and they'll comment on the other dog's Instagram and they'll say, oh, well, I was really good for my mummy this morning. And there's just two people pretending to be dogs over the internet to each other. And they're both people, but they're just acting like dogs. We know you're not dogs.
I love that, Sunny. I know you're not the dog. Nothing gets past me. Well, Sunny, you say like it's a problem, but I think that's something quite magical about two fictitious, well, not fictitious, are they fictitious dogs? I don't know. Two humans pretending to be animals having a conversation. So I think that's peak 2021 already, I reckon.
Yeah, I think 2020 and 2021 has sort of exacerbated it, but it's that sort of slow descent into madness that I think this really kind of is a big step on that way.
Sunny, are you sure you've not just seen people using the dog filter?
It would be more concerning if it was people using the dog filter that are pissing in the bed.
Good point. Guy's got a point.
Okay, Martine Coles. Martine, your gripe is quite a simple one.
Yes.
Over to you. What is your gripe?
Milk.
Thank you, Martine.
Now, what is it about milk?
It looks funny. It's got a funny texture. There's just no need. And I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm just prejudiced against milk. I'm happy with that.
Okay, well, what's worrying me here is if you don't like milk, have you ever had Nesquik?
No. Oh. Wrong, it's wrong.
What do you have on your cereal? Just like water? Like, what's going on?
If I have cereal, I'll live life on the edge and maybe have yogurt with it.
Yogurt? Yogurt on Cocoa Pops? Are you an animal?
Yogurt is just thick milk.
No, it's not.
He's got you there.
I'm not a farmer, but I think that's the truth.
I will lovingly disagree. I'm good not having milk in my world.
Well, I can't say that the rest of us agree with you, but I'm pleased that you've managed to get it off your chest.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Martine. Oh, a big thank you to our contributors there. I should say, now you've all fessed up, I may as well do the same. And it's time I revealed my controversial opinion of the week. But before I do, I just wanted to preface it by saying, look, lockdown has really made us think about what we value the most. And these past few months have made us realise just how important it is to get out of the house and get moving for both our physical and our mental health. But that said, my controversial opinion this week is... I think all exercise is a waste of time. Yes! Oh, there's some boos, but there's a lot of yeses. I wasn't sure what I'd get there. That's fantastic. But yes, I think all exercise is a waste of time. Now, before I explain why, and I've got my reasons, thank you very much, let's see what our virtual audience think. Now, they've been selected specifically as an elite cross-section of British society who are able to use the internet and are semi-competent at Zoom. So let's do... a little votey vote right now. So if you agree that exercise is a total waste of time, raise your hand now. And if you disagree and think the opposite, raise your hand now. Okay, for the listeners at home, we're counting the votes. It's hard to tell who's raising their hand and who's just buffering. No, we haven't got our result. I think the poll is now ended. Robin, can you tell us what percentage of our audience agrees with me?
Yes, I can tell you that... 33% of the virtual audience agree that exercise is a total waste of space, which means 77% disagree.
Oh. Okay. Well, there is work to be done there. We'll have a second vote at the end of the show and see if I've managed to convince any of you. Right, so why do I think exercise is pointless and a total waste of time? Well, firstly, I hate exercise with a passion. I hate it so much. I hate feeling like I have to do it. I hate it when I'm doing it. I hate it when I've done it. I hate other people doing it. I hate it all. Exercising is the worst. And I say this as someone who has run the London Marathon. And I will never do it again because I completed my goal, which was to run one and then never stop mentioning it. My most vivid memory of doing the marathon was getting to around the 18-mile mark and seeing a man holding a sign. Now, the whole way round, there'd been people holding signs, things saying like, keep going, you're amazing, great running, that sort of thing. But this man's sign was different. There he was, beer in one hand, gently resting on his belly, and a placard in the other that read, does it still seem like a good idea? No, it didn't! He knew, that man knew he was the lager swilling, wouldn't know a Fitbit if he picked it out of his pork pie smirking life coach I needed. It was all such a waste of time. All those hours of training and then all those hours on the day itself. I literally could have watched the West Wing in its entirety. Do you do any exercise, Robin?
I go for very short, very slow jogs around my neighbourhood.
So do you only jog? Do anything else?
During lockdown one, I bought a set of dumbbells, started lifting them for the first time while my one-year-old was having her lunch, and she laughed so much at the sight of it, milk came out of her nose. So I put them in the garage.
The dumbbells or your daughter?
Both. She's massive now, stacked. She's really taken to them.
We did all go a bit mad during lockdown, didn't we? Exercise, it's just such a faff, isn't it? Because it's not just going for a run, is it? It's all the bits before that. My friend Sam said to me the other day, you never regret doing a workout, Ellie. So I pushed her in a ditch. She may not regret a workout, but the least I could do was make her regret telling me you never regret a workout. Ha! A win for the sloths! It's easy enough to say you're going to do exercise, isn't it? I'll say to my husband, I'm going to Joe Wixit, because he's a verb now, and I nip upstairs and I get my sports bra on. Then I'll sit on my bed for hours on my phone looking at women from Hollyoaks who are thinner than me. I know some of you will disagree. Some people seem to enjoy exercise, absolute deviants. It's disgusting. Ugh. Some people even do things called tough mudders and Iron Man competitions because they don't have an adequate personality. Do we have anyone in our audience who's done any of those? Please leave the call immediately. I'm pretty sure it's just so you can get out of the house and escape your family, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. There's even something called Iron Kids I heard about, which is where children do these elite endurance competitions. I suppose it's one way for parents to get the house to themselves for an afternoon, isn't it? Yeah. Off you go, Stephanie. Enjoy your Iron Kids. I'll pick you up next weekend from the middle of the Atlas Mountains. Right, well, we've established exercise is boring and complicated, so why do we still do it? For health benefits? Does it really help us? Like, loads of pro athletes get injured or have heart problems or die, and the injuries you can get, awful. Shin splints, what is that? And then there's skier's thumb, tennis elbow, javelin tits, might have made that last one up. What about the social aspect of it all? Well, that's something I cannot stand. If I see two people running together, chatting while they do it, I assume they're doing it to show off. I can barely run and breathe at the same time, let alone discuss who's the worst in Married at First Sight Australia. I see women walking about town with their yoga mats under their arms, and a bit of me is jealous, but mainly because I think those mats would be the perfect place to hide a rifle. Or some Pringles. Those are the two options. Assassin or Pringles. Either way, once you pop, you can't stop. Look, I am sure for some people exercise makes you feel happy. I'm not knocking the mental health benefits. A walk is nice, but you know who ruins walks? Runners, huffing past you because they want to beat their PB with their stupid smartwatches hooked up to a running app which will show for the duration of their run their route was shaped like a massive bell because that's what they are. I do belong to a gym, though, but that's because I love watching massive men look at themselves in a mirror for an hour and then going home. I once did a spin class at my gym. I never went back. It was 45 minutes of listening to deafeningly loud Europop, all the while having my undercarriage beaten up by a saddle as the instructor yelled things like, "Bread is evil, bagels are scum!" If hell isn't unrelenting exercise, non-stop Benga boys and a systematic character assassination of carbs, I don't know what is. Of course, during the pandemic that shall not be named, we all became quite interested in exercise, didn't we? Our one bit of government-sanctioned day release. Why am I out and about, officer? I'm exercising. Oh, this bag of wine I'm carrying. Yes, it's what athletes do. They have theirs strapped to their backpack. Mine is under my arm like a little baby. I also think of exercise as punishment so I can reward myself with unhealthy food. I've always had a strange relationship with food, and that's continued now as a mother. Before you have kids, no one tells you how often you'll eat something whilst hiding from your child. You do, don't you? Because if your child sees you've got something nice, they'll want it. They're like seagulls, big flightless seagulls. I've started to hide by the washing machine so I can suck the crunch out of a kettle chip in peace. Just hoping the daughter I've palmed off with a satsuma won't discover my treachery. Is that healthy behaviour? Is that good parenting? We'll never know. Home workouts can get stuffed too. If I wanted to sweat on my sofa, I'd watch Bridgerton with noise-cancelling headphones, thank you very much. And what's more, YouTube workouts have killed off my favourite niche crossover, the female celebrity workout DVD released just in time for Christmas. They were all at it, weren't they? Davina McCall, Vicky Pattinson, Scarlett Moffat, Davina McCall, Natalie Cassidy, Davina McCall. My workout DVD was going to be my pension plan. Hello guys, and welcome to the Ellie Taylor workout DVD. First up, we are going to start on the mat today. So on our backs, we are going to reach over to our phones. Nice long stretch there. And scroll for 5, 4, tense that thumb. 3, 2, 1. Lovely stuff. Shake it out. Shake it out. Have a sip of water or a quick suck of that kettle chip. Lovely. That DVD could be in the bargain bin of every supermarket in the country. Such a waste. How do you combine exercise with modern life? It's just too much. I've just moved out of London, and let me tell you, running in the suburbs has its benefits. Last week, I ran in a field and saw a horse. A horse! Before 11 a.m. Am I a farmer now? Is that how you become a farmer? I don't know. Running outdoors in London was just a smoggy, suffocating mess. It even was on that day where I ran the London Marathon. Have I mentioned that I ran the London Marathon? Yeah, I won it. I won it too, actually, I think. I can't remember. It's quite long ago now. So with all that said, can't we all agree that exercise is revolting and narcissistic? We only really exercise because other people do. So I have a suggestion. If exercise is a waste of time and we're only doing it because we're worried about how we look, why don't we all just get a little bit of plastic surgery? Just a little bit. One operation each on the NHS, mandatory. I would be well up for that. If doing regular exercise is the price I have to pay to look good, then pump me full of plastic. I want to be so full of plastic, Greta Thunberg sails across the seven seas to shout at me. And I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care, mainly because I think she's an inspirational young woman and I really want a selfie. I used to be against plastic surgery. I did in my 20s when my skin was porcelain and I could eat whatever I wanted. But now, as I'm approaching my late 20s, or as some would call it, my late 30s, I have changed my mind. I want to have some, and it would be much easier for me if we all did it, because then I wouldn't feel judged for doing so. So let's make it mandatory. Then we'd lose the stigma. We could make it like jury service. You'd get the letter.
Post here. Let me see. Oh, no. I'm going to have to book time off work.
Oh, what's up, Martin?
I got the letter. Full week of plastic surgery.
Oh, I wonder what you're down for.
Let's see. Oh, well, that's not ideal.
Oh, what'd you get?
Boob job.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. That's the one part of me I'm happy with.
We're all so used to getting what we want immediately. I wouldn't be surprised if you could order plastic surgery online soon. Take a picture of your face, swipe left on your nose, click send, and a local surgeon comes round on a bicycle to give you a snip, snip, snip. We could call it...
Plastic surgery. Uber tweaks.
See, it's already got a name. Perfect. And fellas, this is for you too. You should get in on the action, and not just a cheeky flight to Turkey for some cheap hair transplants. I mean something proper.
How do you define proper?
Well, have you seen the film Face Off?
Where John Travolta and Nick Cage swap faces?
Yes.
That's what you think men should get?
Yes. Every man should essentially turn their face into one of the blokes from Bridgerton. Don't care which, your choice, your body, your choice. And I'm sure people will say to me, Ellie, this isn't a very safe plan. Plastic surgery can lead to complications. Yeah, about how fit you're going to look and about how many men or women you're going to be batting away from you with your fit face.
I think they mean you can die from surgery.
Yeah, die and go to heaven because you look like an angel. Am I right?
No.
Oh, fine. Yes, fine. OK. Look, maybe I won't be able to convince you on my own, but don't worry. I've got some help. I'm parachuting in reinforcements, but in a COVID-secure way, so they're just joining me via Zoom. My guest this week is a king of fitness, a man so enthusiastic about encouraging people to work out, you could say Motivator is his middle name, except it's not because it's his surname. Please welcome king of the bum bag and all-round legend, Mr. Motivator. Now, first of all, I feel like I need to ask, how do I address you? Is it Mr. Motivator? Is it Mr. M? Is it MM? Is it Motisaurus? What do you prefer?
Sir.
Righto-ho, I'll just make a note. Okay, so, sir, Mr. Motivator, now, I don't know if you've heard the show up until now, if you were too busy running hill sprints or anything, but basically, right, I think... that exercise is rubbish and we should ban it. So how much can exercise really do for your body?
Oh, it can make you feel so good. You'll have the best shower in the world. I mean, when you've been out there and you've sweated a bit, you come home feeling so good. I mean, there's so many positives. It's great for your heart, your lungs. It gives you great complexion. I'm 68 and look how good I look.
Damn straight. But I do have a question for you, because a very wise man and my favourite American president of all time, Donald Trump, he was fun, wasn't he? He famously used to say he didn't like exercise because he thought that your heart had a finite number of beats. So basically you would use it up if you were doing exercising. So is that true? Is every jumping jack just a leap closer to death?
Every day. Every day, every beat of your heart, you're getting closer to death, whether you exercise or not.
Oh. So what I'm going to take from that is Mr. Motivator agrees with Donald Trump.
Not quite.
So, Mr. Motivator, do you think that exercise should be mandatory?
No, I think you should always have a choice. It's up to you. But at the end of the day, I think we all should look after ourselves, because that's the only way to ensure that we live a long and healthy and independent life.
Yeah. And what's your fitness regime at the moment? What do? You do stuff every day?
Every single day. My wife and I, we share it. We get up, we exercise, we do lots of Zoom classes. We just basically try and work together and ensure that we keep ourselves independently healthy. And I think that's very important for all of us. So I'd recommend to you, young lady, that you start, you start adopting this lifestyle, because this lifestyle is good for you. And at the end of the day, you will get the benefits. You've got a family, look after your family. That means you've got to be healthy. Now get up off that backside of yours and do some work, you hear me?
Sorry, Mr. Motivator, sir. I'll go and do some Zumba right away. No, do you know that I kind of see what you're saying there about living longer and stuff? I suppose, you know, I have got a lot of stuff on iPlayer I haven't finished watching, so it would be nice to see that through. When you're working out at home, do you wear the bum bag?
Now, you're not old enough to get so personal with me that you start asking.
Mr. Motivator, I'll be honest, it feels like I'm flirting with you and I didn't see that coming.
It just proves you've got good taste, my darling. That's... Okay. You like older men, do you?
I do. Stop it. Where is this going?
I'm going to leave you two there.
Robin.
Well, you might as well, Robin.
Robin, I need you to set up an ice bath immediately for me. I've just got one final question for you, yeah. Mr. Motivator. Are you and Joe Wicks in a WhatsApp group?
The only group we're in is I go, "What's up, mate? What are you doing?" Hey, listen. I am the godfather of fitness. I've been here forever, and look at me, I look so good. Wait till when he gets to my age, right? I mean, you know, I've never promoted running on the spot and star jumps without music. I do it all to music and have fun doing it. Therefore, laughter lines, my knees are still mine, my hips are mine, and I look so good.
Oh, you really do. Mr. Motivator, sir, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Motivator, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Motivator doesn't agree with me, but what does he know? All he's got is a lifetime of knowledge and an MBE. But I stand by my initial premise. Exercise sucks, bum, and is a pointless waste of time. But do the jury, I mean my audience, agree with me? Have I convinced anyone to change their mind? Or are they going to double down on their views like the stubborn dweebs I know them to be? Radio 4, virtual audience, we're about to take a second vote. So, I know. If you agree that exercise is a total waste of time, vote now. And if you disagree and think that it isn't, vote now. Okay. Robin is scanning the audience. One bloke keeps changing his background to the moon, which is quite confusing.
I'm ignoring him. He just wants attention.
Very wise. And I believe the vote is now closed. And Robin, hit me.
24% agree that exercise is a total waste of time. Which means you've lost 9% of the audience.
You know, that is disappointing. I thought this week was going to be the one where people finally got me. Oh, well, I know. Don't worry, I've got Mr. Motivator's number. Look, maybe it was the mandatory plastic surgery that turned you off. I can see how that could be a bit much. But I still think exercise is pointless, and I still think we should all hate it. I don't think it's okay to show adverts on telly with people riding those £3,000 Peloton bikes looking happy. That's against trading standards, surely. I'm going to call watchdog on those pricks, yeah. That'll show them. That's it for this week. Join me in my safe space next time. I've been Ellie Taylor. Goodbye!